Estonia's foreign ministry says Russian aircraft stayed for 12 minutes. Foreign Minister Margus Sakar stating that Russia had violated Estonian airspace four times this year, but this incursion was particularly brazen. The incident on Friday occurred over the Gulf of Finland and involved three Russian MiG-31 fighters. The Russian Shah d'Affaires was summoned and given a protest note. This marks a significant escalation in airspace violations between the two countries. The incident comes just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland and heightened fears that the war in Ukraine could spill over. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.